We're continuing our fellowship on our view of the table and our practice of the table meeting so that the Lord can get the real praise and worship. Amen. You know, we've had a lot of fellowship about service and how our service is not just practical service. Amen. But actually, our real service to God is our real worship to God.
Amen.
And our real worship to God is to offer up Christ to God.
Amen.
And where do we do this the most? We do this in the meeting.
Amen.
And specifically, in the Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
We have this time to worship and praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this leads us to the worship and praise of the Father.
Amen.
So I will read some verses to you. In Matthew 26:26-30, as the outlines are being passed out. These verses is the pattern that we follow in the Lord's table meeting in our worship of the Father.
Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it.
Amen.
And he broke it and gave it to disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup and gave thanks. And he gave it to them and saying, "Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I shall by no means drink of this product of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father." And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So this morning we're going to be focusing on the matter of the worship of the Father and our practice of the worship of the Father.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you know, our time when we worship the Father shouldn't just be singing a hymn and then that's it.
Amen.
Our view of worshiping the Father is much more than this. And the more we realize and see, the more we can enter in.
Amen.
Do you realize that the one worshiping the Father is actually the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen. Amen.
Hebrews 2:12 says, "Saying, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the midst of the church, I will sing hymns of praise to you."
Amen.
This is the firstborn son of God. This is Christ as the firstborn.
Yeah.
Do you realize when we're enjoying the Lord in the Lord's table meeting that he is here?
Yes. Amen.
And as we reach the end of the Lord's Supper, the Lord turns our praise and he's the one.
Amen.
What does he do? He declares the Father's name.
Amen.
To the brothers. And what does he do in the midst of the church? "I will sing hymns of praise to you."
Amen.
The worship of the Father is not just our worship. Brothers and sisters, the worship of the Father is the firstborn Son of God.
Amen.
Declaring praise to the Father.
Hallelujah.
With all the brothers.
Amen.
Did you realize that this is what the worship of the Father is? As we enjoy and as we praise the Lord spontaneously, he turns our worship to the Father. And it is not us. It is the firstborn son joining in our praise to have the real worship of the Father.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is the highest view of the worship of the Father.
Amen.
You know, in John 4:24, the Lord Jesus tells the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman says, "Our fathers say you should worship on this mountain." But the Lord gives us a real good definition of worship. What does he say? God is spirit.
Amen.
And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, where do we worship today? Today, the dwelling place is in our spirit.
Amen.
In the meeting. This is the worship to the Father.
Amen.
The Lord was telling the Samaritan woman, what is the real worship to the Father? The real worship to the Father is in spirit and truthfulness. What is truthfulness? Truthfulness is the divine reality becoming our genuineness and sincerity for the worship of God. Who is the divine reality? It's Christ. The more we enjoy Christ, the more we praise the Lord in the Lord's table meeting, the more He becomes our real genuineness and our real reality. And then we can worship and render true worship to God the Father. Another verse that's very impressive is Ephesians 2:18. For through Him we both have access in one spirit unto the Father. Brothers and sisters, how do we have the real worship to the Father? It must be through Him.
Amen.
Through Him we both have access. How? In one spirit.
Amen.
This is the key to our worship of the Father. That's why we have our time to praise the Lord, to thank the Lord, to offer up our praise, to sing. The Lord becomes more and more our genuineness and sincerity, and this Christ in us becomes the real worship to the Father.
Amen.
You know, what satisfies God the Father? What satisfies God the Father the most? Is Christ the Son. So how do we worship God? We must offer up Christ.
Amen.
Christ as the peace offering.
Amen.
Sorry, I'm not going to go through all the points on the outline. I just want to hit. So I'm covering Roman numeral 2 on the outline, but I just want to hit the real meaty point. When we worship the Father, we worship with Christ.
Amen.
As the peace offering.
Amen.
And this Christ is the real satisfaction to God.
Amen.
But how do we get this Christ? We have to enjoy Him.
Amen.
We have to labor on Him.
Amen.
Every day, you know, it's not just we come to the Lord's table meeting, we automatically have Christ to offer up to God.
Amen.
We need to labor on Christ. We need to enjoy Christ. And so that we can come on the genuine place. Just like in the Old Testament, they came to Jerusalem, to the temple, with their offering.
Amen.
To offer up Christ, we need to come with our offering of Christ.
Amen.
Only this offering of Christ is satisfying to God.
Amen.
This offering of Christ firstly, satisfies God.
Amen.
Secondly, as life supply to us all.
Amen.
We enjoy Christ.
Amen.
But first, He's the satisfaction to God.
Amen.
He satisfies us, and then He's also, praise the Lord, He's our life supply, and He's the one in resurrection.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, when we sing hymns of praise to the Father, when we worship the Father, we need to be reminded this is the firstborn Son leading the praise.
Amen.
To worship God.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't just sing a hymn. We should have some real praise to the Father.
Yeah.
How do we praise the Father? Well, without Christ, without enjoying Christ, we don't have a way to do this. But when we enjoy Christ, we spontaneously have a worship and praise to the Father. We spontaneously have something to offer to the Father. So we have so much we can praise the Father for. If you look at the hymns, you can see the topics. We praise Him for His plan, for His revelation, for His reign, for His salvation, for His fatherhood. He's the eternal one. He's the spirit. He's the source of life. He's love and light. For His immortality. For His transcendence. For His newness. For His greatness. for his faithfulness,
Amen.
For his righteousness,
Amen.
For his holiness,
Amen.
For his wisdom,
Amen.
For his mercy,
Amen.
For his love,
Amen.
For his intent,
Amen.
For his choosing us,
Amen.
For his predestination,
Amen.
For his redemption.
Amen.
Did you realize?
Amen.
There's so much we can praise the Father for.
Amen.
Our praise should not be so light, should not be so small. But this is only through the Christ that we have gained.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, let's have a new view of the worship of the Father.
Amen.
So when we have the worship of the Father, we wouldn't just sing, but we would praise.
Amen.
And offer up the Christ that's satisfying to both God and man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.